Thanks for checking out our podcast via TalonA.com. I'm John Rayner, and here's an interview that we did on Thursday, March 4th in 2020, where we had AYFS on the air with us. That's the American Samoa Youth Football League that's here on the island. And this is a talk we did ahead of their championship game, which features coaches Sasu Luai, Jared Soliai, and AYFS Commissioner Vic Avalos.
Good morning. Good morning, American Samoa.
We're getting ready for the finale of another awesome AYF season. The Raiders are the real threat this year. I know, Saw, you like that. Yeah, there's C over there because her kid plays for the Raiders.
So she'll be a little biased if she was here, huh?
That's the AYFS Raiders, okay?
Okay. Anyhow, we got a good matchup. That's so they're in the ship, and then who else? They're playing against the Eagles, huh?
They are playing the AYFS Eagles.
Oh, so Saw's the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is our new year.
That's your Pongo team, huh?
Yeah, first time we changed the name this year, the Eagles. So
the Bears are not the Eagles anymore. It's sort of like the...
Well, it's the same coaching staff, same people, but the new head coach is Coach Keith Leuta.
Okay. Who's a great offensive mind.
Yes.
And Jared, where are you at? Are you coaching?
I'm the defensive coordinator for the Niners that we played the Raiders last week.
Okay.
And the score was 16-6.
That was a great,
try to keep them grounded.
Yeah, we try to keep them grounded,
but it was a hard task to do. But you know, they eventually won. Which, you know, shout out to the Raiders. You know, but it's close. So maybe every year we're getting there.
Do you do D line, or are you secondary, or are you just everything?
I run the whole D.
Okay.
Just, you know, me and a few other coaches there, you know, Curtis there, my right. son, and so Singy. And then just, you know, that's it. And Rob, Coach Rob Ely.
It's a defensive battle, man, you know. That's but, you know, those Raiders.
Yeah. People don't pay attention to that. That's defense. Where the game is won, is on the defense.
Right. Defense.
So. Defense, keep them honest, pop out the football, maybe get an interception. And
Raiders had a lot of firepower, you know, on offense.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the Raiders, AYFS Raiders, was like my NFL Raiders, man.
I know. They are good. They all the teams have improved throughout the year, and that's the beauty of all this. And we're here to promote our and invite everybody to our championship weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
Just been an awesome season.
Right.
Awesome. You just see the improvement. Yeah. Even on the good teams, you see how much better they got. But every team... Man, the playoffs was pretty intense.
I mean, watching those games.
It was.
But, bro, because I will call a high school game, man, and it's maybe 80% of them are won by 40 points or more.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you have, like, one team that just steamrolls over everybody, and it's like, oh, man, get us into the mercy rules and get us out of here.
Right.
And meanwhile, your guys' level, these are some exciting games. They're, like, 1-2 possession games. That's it.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
We've actually had some upsets in the past. In fact, about 4 years against the old Raiders, they were up 21-0 at halftime, and all of a sudden the Niners came back and won that game. That was their only victory that year, but it was in the playoffs that they pulled it out.
Right.
So it was good stuff. But, we're just so excited. Awesome season. Want to invite everybody to come out. We're also going to do our award ceremony. We have our scholar-athletes that are going to get recognized. John, I'm telling you, 50%, 105 out of our 210 kids, including the cheerleaders on it, made – the 3.2 GPA and above, you know, of course, so that in itself, it just tells you how much our coaches and everybody's really pushing the emphasis of education. And there was quite a few that missed it. They're still honorable students per se at 3.0 and above, but for the purpose of the way AYFS does it, we try to push them at 3.2 and above. But it's just awesome. Awesome to see all those names. Then you also got the cheer squad. I tell you, those guys are getting better every year. And apparently they're going to do two awesome halftime shows. I saw their halftime show the first game, now they got something different going on. Coach Renessa's talking about some throws, tosses or something. I'm like, oh, okay. She said they were tossing the girl up about 15 feet high. I'm like, what? I'm excited to come watch that.
So, yeah, that's a good thing. And my daughter cheers. And, Renessa's a stickler. You got to have the report card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully they got a cheer for the Eagles this year.
They do. They do. They got cheers and jerseys. I think
they're
getting all jerseys.
Every time they cheer, the Bears come out. Go Bears. Hey, wrong team.
Yeah.
You're even wearing your Bears gear today.
For real.
You got the Raiders hat and the Bears.
I'm wearing the 10th anniversary shirt that the, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So
AYFS. So.
Are you doing offense then or what?
I'm defense.
Oh, you're defense. Okay.
So I wasn't supposed to coach this year.
Yeah, I thought you retired.
I did. Well, you know.
You're doing the Michael Jordan thing, huh?
We're around.
We didn't have coaching staff.
Okay.
So, you know, I had to go back in and help Coach Keith. There's one of us with 30 kids
mm-hmm.
because their schedules are kind of off. So, but next year, we're putting out there right now. We need some coaching staff over there on the east side, Eagles and the Rams over there. So,
yeah.
I would like to help out in that way, find coaches to keep these programs going. So,
nice.
Very cool. So this is going to be kicking off this Saturday. And what time you want people to start showing up?
Well, closing ceremony would begin at 8 in the morning. And that's when we're going to recognize all the scholar athletes, all the all-stars. They get their jersey that day. And then go into the first game, hopefully by 9:30. But again, you know, another thing that we always push is the drug-free programs and stuff. So, you know, I know there's a lot of talk out there in the public right now about too much football for these kids or something or this and that. But football is not just about football. It's education. It's life skills. It's teaching them to make right decisions and having good character. I mean, honestly, I would rather see a kid walking in the afternoon with a helmet and shoulder pads than hiding in the back smoking a cigarette or drinking a beer. You know, that means that they're coming from a hard work, healthy, I mean, physically fit type of environment. So nonetheless, shout out to all our coaches that do this every day and to our teachers, everybody out there that's helping our youth to become better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that because we need programs like this one and all the other programs that involve kids, especially our youth, and, you know, keep them off the street. The time between mom and dad's at work, that's the dangerous time right there for a kid to be by themselves or hanging out with other friends that do other things like smoke or drink and stuff like that. So this is perfect programs for our youth to, you know, have their time go, especially by learning how to be fit, learning discipline, respect, commitment, and hard work. So I want to shout out to Coach Keith, his first year as a head coach. His Eagles have made it to the big ship.
Yeah.
But he's not new to this. This is his seventh straight appearance at the championship. So same coaching staff, same thing that we teach, which is always discipline and respect first, commitment and hard work.
Hey, did the Eagles and Raiders play before this year?
Yes.
They did.
Who won that game?
Oh, the Raiders did.
Raiders were undefeated coming in.
Yeah, the Raiders.
They have not lost a game yet.
They have not lost a game.
Okay.
So shout out to Coach Travis and his crew.
How are you going to stop Ngalu's kid then, man? Because that guy is the Bo Jackson of running backs.
If we just, you know, pay him and tell him to lay down, I think that would help a lot. My man, Ngalu, there, man, I'm telling you, man, because I wanted to be the Raiders, man, you know, to coach the Raiders.
Yeah, because he's a Raider fan.
My wife said no, but then Coach Keith wanted to change to his NFL Eagles, the team. So, and she
plus
said,
Pongo Eagles.
Right, yeah, I got it.
And we were able to change it, so.
NFL Eagles.
So he's happy over there cheering for the Raiders.
You just got to play defense.
I'm still going to wear my hat, though. Yeah.
You got to play smart defense against a high-power offense like that. We kept them grounded for like pretty much four quarters. It was 8-0.
Now, he's ripping off 300 yards a game, though, man.
That's who you got to key on. You key on him and
Alex Faivai.
You key on those two, and pretty much you can slow down the train. I'm not going to say stop it, but you can slow him down.
What's Faivai? Is he a receiver or is he another
back? He's a receiver.
He's a little bit of everything,
He's
actually
a little bit of a utility, man. Yeah. He plays everywhere. You see him, you know.
Get those tight ends to work, guys.
Yeah.
Those are also their anchors for the defense. They put both Faivai and Satele.
Oh, wow.
Travis does a good job moving them around and, you know, and Sean and those guys. They do a good job.
They got an awesome coaching staff.
They do.
Yeah.
Travis Shallout or is Travis? Yeah.
Travis Shallout. In fact, I want to give him a shout out as far as what he's trying to build for Marist and stuff. I mean, we're here for, you know, supporting all the high schools, but basically that program's coming a long way, and Coach Travis is doing his crew, Coach Sean, all those guys, even though they're young, they know what they're doing. They're teaching these kids discipline as well and stuff like that. So all their coaches, I mean, we had Coach Nate Mangale this year coming out with the Steelers, and it was just good to see all these coaches out there. It was really competitive.
Awesome
job
with those kids, you know?
Yeah. Coach, shout out to all the coaches. They did good.
You know, Coach.
We miss Barucia.
Oh,
pretty much. I can tell you that on the field. I speak for most of the coaches. I don't know about these guys, but we really miss Barucia out there. I mean, Vasa is doing a good job, but you got to have the big dog there.
And Barucia had to fly out for personal reasons, and we're always praying for him and his family and stuff.
Yeah, I salute all the other coaches.
All of them.
Because, you know, especially their better half, because.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's not easy to keep these programs going
for our kids.
It takes a lot of your time, and you got to go take them home too and make sure they get, you know, go home or get rides and snacks and drinks. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but feeding those kids after school, they're hungry. Well,
I'm telling you, they're always hungry. Yeah. But, so I'm telling you, man, they're doing this for the love of these kids.
Absolutely. And
God bless them. You know?
The Packers, Coach Brian, awesome program. Mm-hmm. And you see the growth in there over there. And Coach Rob with the second year of the Niners.
Rob
Ely,
man, happy birthday out there.
And you see that, you see the Niners have grown as well. And, of course, Coach Matese taking the team to the east side to try to reach on that side. And you saw that program grow as well. I mean, this is what we do. We work together, and we all learn from each other. And not only the kids, but even the coaches learn from each other and improve.
And John Mutanyelu is a AYF alum, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a lot of teams tie this year, too. So
we
had a lot of ties in our 0-0 during the whole game. That was us and Packers.
Yep.
And then Rams and the Packers were tied 8-8. So, I mean, it was a tough. These kind of scores, games you like to watch.
I'm telling you.
Defense, man.
Yeah. Get the offense, man.
Yeah. It's all about defense, man. So, but, yeah, shout out to all the teams. Good job out there, Vic. Congratulations to AYF on that championship coming up. Yeah. Eagles and the Raiders.
And we got two games that are happening, right? You got the All-Star game.
We got the All-Stars.
Yes. So which one are you going to start first?
The All-Star.
The All-Star game. Blue and red.
Go red.
Yeah. I'm going with the blue.
So speaking of which, AYFS Blue is Raiders.
Raiders.
Packers.
Yep. Raiders, Packers, and Niners.
Niners.
Our AYFS Blue. Obviously, the Raider kids will just get recognized, but then they'll be preparing for their championship game. And then the AYFS Red is Steelers, Eagles, and Rams.
Okay.
And so obviously, the Eagles kids will get recognized, but not play. But yeah, it's awesome season. I'm excited to be there this weekend again. You got nothing going on Saturday. Come in, you got to really watch these kids play. They're awesome. They're really good. You can see their talents. You see speed, strength, everything. I mean, you'll see it all there.
So check that out. That starts. What time are you looking for kickoff for the
All-Star game? For the first game? We're looking at about no later than 9:30 if everything goes as planned.
Okay, and then that takes about how long?
For the exhibition game, it runs a little bit quicker, so if championship game should be kicking off about 11:15, 11:30-ish.
Okay. Oh, gonna be hot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's running time for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
All right. You gonna wear your big hat out there?
No.
I see all you guys out there with your sombreros on, keeping the sun out of your eyes.
Raiders hat out there. Will not change it.
All right.
Check out the cheerleaders, man. They're going to be doing their thing at halftime.
Absolutely.
So
check out the cheerleaders.
Shout out to them. They get better every year.
Thank you, Coach Renessa, for all you do. And, Jarrett, you do a bunch of stuff for the cheer, too, man.
We all
do.
I'm trying to get a tent from those guys. I mean, they got 6 tents.
Hey, a lot of, donate.
The cheerleaders, they got everything. They got these backpacks.
Yeah. They're spoiled.
They roll around.
They're spoiled.
They got tents. They got.
It is a really good
program. But you know what? A lot of the parents and a lot of businesses donate, so. Shout out to all those sponsors out there, too.
Yes, absolutely.
I need those sponsors.
TMO and all those people.
I need those sponsors for the Eagles side, man. We need sponsors over there, bro.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, you guys look good in a star on that side.
Yeah, but we ain't got no tents. We ain't got
You ain't lying. We should hit that star should be on the field, I know. Yeah. You know, but yeah, shout out to some of our major sponsors, Ace, Blue Sky, and of course, we always appreciate 93KSJ. It gives it the time to come in and promote our program. And just so thankful for that. Again, we should have a great time this weekend. I know Justin Monga is going to help us this weekend with commentating.
Oh, nice.
So that we're looking forward to that and appreciate
it. He's your play-by-play guy down there?
He'll be here for this weekend.
Oh, cool.
We'll talk after for see what's up. But, yeah, awesome. Just everything's coming together, thank God.
Excellent. All right. Well, we look forward to that then. Will it be on live anywhere, or you got to just show up and watch it live, huh?
Well, some teams do their own lives per se, but for the most part, show up and come watch.
All right. Very cool. So that's kicking off this Saturday, 8 a.m. then, huh?
That is correct.
All right. Coach Saw, Coach Jarrett, and Commissioner Vic, thank you guys so much for coming on. Good luck and congrats on another awesome season.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, America. God bless.
93
KSJ. God bless the kids.
Back after this.